You ever notice how, like, when you're really vibing with someone in a conversation, you start to, like, kind of mirror each other?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they cross their legs and then you find yourself doing the same thing. It's like subconsciously our bodies are trying to get on the same wavelengths or something.
Yeah.
Well, get ready to have your mind blown, because today we are diving into something even weirder than that.
Okay.
The secret language of blinks and nods.
Hmm.
We got a fascinating research paper here, straight from the 2019 International Symposium on Wearable Computers.
Okay.
And the title alone makes me want to know more. Blink as you sync, uncovering eye and nod synchrony in conversation.
Yeah.
Using wearable sensing.
They were using some pretty high-tech stuff to track this stuff. Like, they actually had people wear smart glasses during these conversations.
Wow.
Glasses that could track, like, the tiniest little movements with incredible accuracy.
Really?
It's like, imagine a microscope, but for human interaction.
Okay, way less icky, though.
Yeah, way less icky.
Okay, less icky is good. So they're measuring blinks and nods. What else? Mm-hmm. And what's the big idea they're trying to prove? What's the hypothesis here?
So they were really interested in two things, primarily. Eye blinks, which were being measured with something called electrocheilography, EOG for short,
okay,
and head nods, which they tracked using something called an inertial measurement unit, or IMU.
Okay.
And they basically wanted to figure out if people synchronize these, like, micro movements without even realizing it.
Hold on, back up a sec. EOG. That sounds like something straight out of, like, a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
How does that even work?
So basically, when your eye blinks, it creates this, like, super subtle electrical change because of the way your eye muscles move.
Mm.
And EOG picks up on that signal.
Okay.
It's kind of like how an EKG measures your heart's electricity, but for eyelids.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool. So I'm picturing, like, these folks all wired up having a casual chat about their day.
Not quite. They actually had them talk about some, let's just say, unconventional topics.
Ooh. Like what? Spill the tea.
Right. So imagine having to, like, plan a 4-course meal.
Okay.
But you can only use ingredients that you and the other person both despise.
Oh, interesting.
Or how about you have to plan a dream vacation itinerary
filled
with activities that you both find utterly dreadful.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Okay, I see what they're going for here, though. Like, get people, like, genuinely reacting, not just, you know, being polite and nodding along. Talk about awkward first date material.
Yeah, exactly. They wanted to see if even amidst, like, conversational chaos, these tiny synchronies still emerged.
And what about those conversations? Did they use any, like, specific language, or were there different, you know, groups of people involved?
Oh, yeah, great question. They had 42 people participating, all sorts of different pairings. They weren't limited to just one language either.
Oh, really?
The conversations took place in English, Japanese, and even Chinese.
Wow. So a pretty diverse group then.
Yeah.
This wasn't just limited to one culture.
Yeah.
It seems like they really wanted to get a good sample size. Okay, so we've got the tech. We've got these, like, hilariously awkward conversations. What did they find? Was there a method to this madness?
Turns out even when you're talking about, like, the worst vacation ever, our blinks and nods, they fall into sync.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So even when you're talking about stuff you hate, you still end up in this, like, weird little blink dance with the other person.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And here's the really wild part. The effect was actually strongest for eye blinks in that 2 to 5 second range, which, if you think about it, is actually slower than our typical blink rate.
Slower blinks. Oh, okay, now you've got me really intrigued.
Yeah.
That seems way too specific to just be random. What's the significance of that, like, slower blink, you think?
Well, it might mean that, like, when we're really locked into a conversation, our brains go into this sort of, like, shared rhythm mode. And that rhythm is just a tad slower than our baseline.
So it's like our brains are saying, hold on, important stuff happening here. Better conserve those blinks.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how, you know, when you're really focused on something, you might find yourself, like, holding your breath a little.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's like a subtle shift in our physiology, you know, that reflects a deeper level of engagement.
That's wild. Okay, but here's the million-dollar question.
Hmm.
Why does all of this even matter? So what if our blinks sync up? Is this just some, like, weird quirk of human biology, or is there something more to it?
This is where things get really, really interesting. See, most people think of synchrony as this like conscious thing we do, like when we're dancing or we're clapping along to a song.
Right.
But this research shows it's happening on a much deeper level, right? Like
yeah.
It's actually shaping our interactions even when we have no idea it's going on.
It's like our bodies are having this whole other conversation that we're not even aware of.
Totally.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. And the more in sync we are with someone, the more connected and engaged we tend to feel. Like, think about a time when you just clicked with someone in a conversation. That feeling of being totally on the same page. Chances are there was a lot of unconscious synchrony happening under the surface.
Yeah.
Strengthening that rapport.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Okay, I'm ready for the next mind-blowing revelation. Give me the twist.
Okay, so remember how they had those participants talking back-to-back?
Uh-huh.
Unable to see each other?
Yeah.
Well, get this. They still synchronized their blinks.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
We're more in sync when we can't even see the other person.
Uh-huh.
Come on, how is that even possible?
Oh, right.
You'd think, like, visual cues would be key for this whole thing.
You would think. But the researchers actually found that blink synchrony was even higher in certain scenarios when people were back to back, particularly in that 1 second range, which again is slower than our baseline.
So you're telling me that not being able to see each other actually enhanced their blink connection. What's the theory behind that?
Yeah.
Okay, but how? How does that even make sense? Like, are our brains just that good?
It's wild, right? It's like our brains, when they're deprived of those visual cues, decide to like crank up the volume on other channels. You know, we have to listen more intently, pay closer attention to the rhythm of their voice, the pauses, the inflections.
Mm.
And it's like in that deep listening that we might actually become more attuned to these like subtle, almost subconscious cues, you know?
Yeah. Wow. That's fascinating. So it's like our brains are saying, all right, no eye contact. Let's just ramp up that blink connection, basically. Okay. But what does this all mean in the grand scheme of things? Why should we even care about a bunch of synchronized blinks?
Well, because it kind of challenges like everything we thought we knew about communication.
Hmm.
It suggests that there's this whole like hidden dimension to our interactions, like a secret language of subtle cues that we're only just beginning to even understand.
Okay, now you've got me hooked. Tell me, how do we use this? Like, can I use my newfound blink sync power to ace a job interview or something?
Right. Like, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
But imagine, like, being able to read these subtle cues in real time, right?
Yeah.
Think about the possibilities in, like, education, you know? Teachers could maybe, like, identify struggling students just by noticing a lack of synchrony.
Oh.
Or therapists could use it as a tool to build rapport.
And what about, like, online communication? Because I feel like we're always struggling to read each other's signals through a screen.
Yeah.
You know, could this research maybe help us design better virtual meeting spaces?
Oh, absolutely. Imagine like software that analyzes your blink rate and then like gives you feedback on your synchronicity with the person on the other end of the video call. It could be huge.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
For remote work, online learning, even teletherapy, you know?
Seriously, we could all use a little help navigating the world of virtual communication these days.
Totally. And think about the implications for like conflict resolution. You know, if we can learn to recognize the signs of disengagement or tension just by like paying attention to these really subtle cues.
Yeah.
Imagine how much more effectively we could like navigate disagreements and find common ground.
This deep dive has been a total eye opener. No pun intended.
Right.
But we've gone from like mirroring body language to this whole hidden world of blinks and nods.
Yeah.
It just makes you wonder, like, what else haven't we discovered about, you know, this secret language of human connection?
That's the beauty of science, though, right? There's always more to learn, more layers to uncover. And, you know, with this stuff, we've, like, just scratched the surface of understanding how these, like, tiny movements can actually shape our interactions with each other.
It's fascinating, but it's also kind of humbling, you know? Like, to think our bodies are having these whole conversations without us even realizing it.
It really is.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into the fascinating world of interpersonal synchrony. We hope you enjoyed it. And hey, next time you're deep in conversation, pay attention to those blinks and nods. You might be surprised at what you discover.